CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Chinese President Hu Jintao has met his U.S. counterpart Barack Obama in Honolulu, Hawaii, to discuss bilateral ties and major world and regional issues. The two leaders were meeting before the economic leaders' meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. Commenting on the significance of the meeting, Chinese Foreign Minister Yang Jiechi says it contributes to the steady development of Sino-U.S. relations. This is the second meeting between Hu Jintao and Obama. Earlier this month, the two leaders met in Cannes, France, on the sidelines of a G20 summit. Chinese President Hu Jintao called on Asia-Pacific economies to make all efforts to achieve a balanced, inclusive, sustainable, innovative, and safe economic growth. The leader sent the message in a keynote speech delivered at the APEC CEO Summit in Honolulu, Hawaii, Saturday. CRI's U.S. correspondent Wang Shanshan has the story.
With the theme of the future redefined, the ongoing two-day CEO Summit of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, or APEC, focuses on advancing trade and economic policy and partnerships for the future of the APEC region. High-profile participants, including government leaders, private sector chairmen, and CEOs from the Asia-Pacific, are attending various sessions during the CEO Summit. Chinese President Hu Jintao is in Honolulu, Hawaii for the APEC Economic Leaders Meeting, which convenes on Saturday and Sunday. He made a keynote speech entitled "Work Together to Shape the Future" at the CEO Summit. President Hu Jintao said the theme of the CEO Summit, the future redefined, is particularly relevant, which will help people gain a deep understanding of the new regional and global development, identify the trend of the global economy and regional cooperation in the time to come, and seek solutions to issues of concern to the business community. He made proposals for economic growth and stability.
Under the current circumstances, we must be firmly committed to maintaining growth and promoting stability, with a special emphasis on ensuring strong growth in order to add momentum to the economic development in the Asia-Pacific and beyond.
The Chinese leader called for improving global economic governance, promoting green growth, deepening the regional economic integration, and strengthening public-private partnership to stimulate the global economic recovery. The Chinese president said China's development constitutes an important force driving economic growth in the Asia-Pacific region and the world, and China will work with the Asia-Pacific community with all sincerity to create a better future for the region.
Also in Hawaii, Chinese President Hu Jintao met with Donald Tsang, chief executive of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, and reaffirmed that the Chinese central government will spare no effort in maintaining Hong Kong's economic stability and prosperity. Tsang briefed Hu Jintao on Hong Kong's current situation and the local government's efforts in dealing with the ongoing global financial crisis, developing Hong Kong's economy, and improving people's livelihood.
As a small, externally oriented economy, an international financial center, Hong Kong's best protection against the current instability is to keep our own house in order. We must also remain vigilant to the highly volatile market conditions worldwide. The best way to achieve this is to build on our own strengths and shore up our more vulnerable areas.
Tsang said the Hong Kong government will continue to safeguard the city's financial and economic stability. On the sidelines of the APEC summit, President Hu Jintao has met Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihiko Noda in Honolulu to exchange views on bilateral relations and issues of common concern. This is the first formal meeting between the two leaders since Noda was elected as Japanese Prime Minister in August. Next year marks the 40th anniversary of the normalization of China-Japan diplomatic relations. Chinese Commerce Minister Chen Deming says China-ASEAN Free Trade Area, launched at the beginning of last year, accords with the mutual interests of China and 10 nations of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations and brings advantage to both sides. Chen made the remarks during his meetings with senior officials from Indonesia and Thailand on the sidelines of the APEC summit in Honolulu. He says China encourages enterprises to invest in the ASEAN nations and would like to cooperate with enterprises from these countries. That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.